Well, a very good morning to you. I'm sorry that I'm speaking to you on video. Unfortunately, I have to be at Elmsfest this morning to set up. Lisa was originally going to go down to set up, but she's become rather poorly overnight. So I ask her, can you remember her in your prayers? So I'm speaking to you by video this morning, but I hope that will be okay as we think about this wonderful story we've already heard read to us about Zacchaeus. Let me begin with a prayer. Father God, we thank you for your amazing grace shown to us in Jesus Christ. And as we reflect on this story of Zacchaeus together, open our hearts to receive that grace that so many people have received. Amen. This morning we're coming to the end of a series which has been going on over all the summer. We've been looking in Luke's Gospel at encounters with Jesus. We've seen many characters encounter Jesus, and this morning's character is Zacchaeus. If you want a summary sentence for today's message, you can see it there in verse 10 of Luke 19. The Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. This story really is the heart of the gospel. It sums up the gospel in a nutshell. Jesus Christ left heaven, came to earth on a mission. His mission was to seek and to save the lost. So, Zacchaeus today, he is the guy who encounters Jesus, and quite clearly he is somebody who is described as being lost. He is one of those people who Jesus came to find. He's one of those people that Jesus came to die for on the cross. At one level, Zacchaeus represents us all. We're all lost, but Jesus came to find us. Let's get to the story. Zacchaeus. It's a beautiful story. Let's just remember, though, that this is not just a made-up story. It's not a made-up story. It is history. Luke was very precise when he wrote his gospel that he would get accurate information about events that really happened. So, as we see what happens to Zacchaeus, let's be encouraged, because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And the way he encounters and changes Zacchaeus, well, he could do the same for us. He's done the same for many people throughout the centuries, and he can do the same for you and me, and indeed has done for many of us. Zacchaeus was a lost soul, but Jesus came to save him, to change him, and to make him a child of God. Well, as I say, let's come to the text. And Zacchaeus, well, Zacchaeus was a little man. He was short. That's what the text makes clear. But he wanted to see Jesus, and he was faced with a problem. Jesus is a popular character. How is Zacchaeus going to see Jesus when he can't see through the crowd? He's got a choice. Does he just give up on seeing Jesus? Or does he find some creative way so that he can see Jesus? He goes for the creative way. He runs ahead and climbs a sycamore fig tree, and is ready for when Jesus passes away. Even if he just gets a glimpse of Jesus, that would be something, he thinks. Well, of course, we come to that beautiful moment in the story when Zacchaeus is in the tree and Jesus looks up and says, come on down. What are you doing up there? I'm going to stay at your house today. Zacchaeus is delighted. Jesus wants to be his guest. And so Zacchaeus invites Jesus into his home and has a feast. Now, at this point in the story, we need to remember that Zacchaeus is a bad man. He is not a good man. Zacchaeus was a very bad man. Early on in verse 2, it tells us that Zacchaeus was a chief tax collector and he was wealthy. How did he get this wealth? Well, by ripping people off. Tax collectors were notorious at being collaborators with the Romans and in overcharging, lining their pockets. And the reaction of the crowd as Jesus goes to the home of Zacchaeus shows this. This is a bad man. This is a sinner. Why are you going there, Jesus? That's just not right. But Jesus explains what's going on. The Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. Jesus came looking for the lost, people like Zacchaeus. Actually, he came looking for all of us. And if there's hope for a bad man like Zacchaeus, there's hope for any of us. Zacchaeus is described as being lost. Sometimes we think that the lost are just maybe the homeless on the street or the vagabonds. No, rich people can be lost. And there's many such people in our society. There's many people in our community who are lost. Indeed, anyone who does not know the Lord Jesus and God Almighty are lost. But Jesus came to seek us all, and he died on the cross to rescue us so that we could be returned into the family of God, to become children of God, forgiven of all that we've done wrong, and into that wonderful relationship that only God can provide, and eternal life. The Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. This is what Jesus is doing with even a bad character like Zacchaeus. But here we come to the interesting thing. You see, when the Son of Man came seeking to save the lost, he didn't come to pull us out screaming and kicking against our will. No, Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus, and this is an important thing. Jesus has come to search for the lost. But the lost need to want to be found. I sometimes think, what if Zacchaeus heard that Jesus was coming and thought, so what? Doesn't mean much to me. I'm sure I won't even get to see him. I'm back off home. I'm going to have a glass of wine and I'm just going to put my feet up. Jesus would have walked by. There would have been no encounter. But Zacchaeus, despite being a bad man, wanted to see Jesus. You see, we have to want to be found. And that is an important part of the story. Jesus does not impose his salvation on an unwilling soul. However, if we're willing to be found, it doesn't matter what we've done in the past, Jesus will find us and will give us salvation. And there's a beautiful line towards the end of the text. Salvation has come to this house because this man too is a son of Abraham. When we're found, we become sons of Abraham, which is a way of saying God's family. Another way we could put it is we become a child of God when we're found. And that is a beautiful description of a Christian. So the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost, to make us children of God. But he doesn't force us to become children of God. We've got to be willing. Will we turn and accept Jesus? Will we go out and see Jesus? A couple of chapters earlier, there's the wonderful parable of the prodigal son. It may be better described as the lost son or even lost sons, plural. But let's just think of that younger son. He left his father's home, taking half the family wealth. He blew it all and ended up in a faraway country with the pigs. For a good Jewish boy, that was an awful place to end up. Now, in that situation, the lost son had a choice: stay where he was or return home and just see if there might be a possibility of becoming a servant. However, every day I imagine the father was up at the tallest point of the house looking to see if his son was anywhere on the horizon. And when he saw his son coming home, he ran to meet him. You see, God seeks for the lost, but the lost need to take some steps back towards God. It takes two to tango. The Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. We all start off as lost souls, And if we want to be found by Jesus, well, we have to open our hearts. If we don't want to be found, well, he's not going to find us. The other part of this story is what happens to Zacchaeus. Remember, Zacchaeus is a bad man, but once he has encountered Jesus and his salvation, he becomes a changed man. And this is what Jesus does when he finds the lost. So verse 8 sums it up. Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." The bad man has now become a good man. The cheat is willing to seek reconciliation and pay back four times the amount. The rich, selfish person has become a generous person. It's not a sin to be rich, but it's a sin to hoard. It is a fruit of the Spirit to be generous. Zacchaeus is now showing the fruit of the Spirit, and this can only come by encountering Jesus. Jesus pours his Spirit into our hearts and changes us when we find salvation. Indeed, if we're lost and we want to be found, we have to be prepared to allow Jesus to then make that change to us. It might mean giving away some of our wealth. It might mean seeking reconciliation with somebody we have fallen out with. Zacchaeus was willing to pay up to four times the amount he had cheated. As people have been found by God, are we living the changed lives that Jesus calls us to? Are we allowing his Spirit to work in us to change us? Is there somebody that we need to make reconciliation with? Is there somebody we need to go and seek forgiveness from? Is there somebody we have done some wrong and we have to pay back something to make up? Or is there some area of our life that is still dark in sin? Are we doing some sort of wrong that we need to ask God's help to put right? Salvation coming to us means transformation. But Jesus loves to pour his Spirit into us and give us that transformation. So the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. We're all lost. Zacchaeus was lost. The lost how have to want to be found. And having been found, the lost need to open themselves up to the transforming work of Jesus. He longs to change us into better people, and he will then call us sons of Abraham, children of God. What a wonderful thing the salvation of Jesus is. As I was reading this, I was thinking about the hymn Amazing Grace by John Newton. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. John Newton, in many ways, was like Zacchaeus. He was a bad man. He was involved in the slave trade. Shameful. He did awful things. But one night, he cried out to God and experienced the grace of Christ. And it changed him. Some years later, he was not involved in the slave trade. He actively campaigned against it, and he became a vicar. He was influential in getting William Wilberforce to go into Parliament to campaign and finally abolish the awful slave trade. There we have what Jesus does. The Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. John Newton was lost, but he cried out to God. He wanted to be found. He was found, like Zacchaeus, and then he was changed by the Spirit of Christ. He was a child of God, and he helped stop the slave trade. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He can do the same for all of us. He can do the same for people out in Elmswell. And I just want to conclude by saying we've got to remember that this is our mission, to make Christ known, to make the salvation of Christ known. There are lost people in our community. It is up to us to work in partnership with Jesus to reach the lost, because that's why Jesus came, for all of those lost. so we can share the good news or simply invite people to come to our church community to hear this good news. The Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much for sending Jesus into the world to die on that tree in our place, so that we, the lost, could be forgiven all our sins. Lord, if anyone here is lost, may they open up their hearts to you now and say, Jesus, you are looking for me. Please find me. I want to be found. I want to see Jesus. Lord, if there's any areas of our lives that we have not opened up to you, we open them up to you now. Change us as you changed Zacchaeus, as you changed John Newton. Turn us into better people. And Lord, reassure us that having found your salvation, having been found by you, we are now children of God, inheritors of the eternal kingdom. Give us motivation to share this good news with others, or to simply invite people to St. John so they can hear how the lost can be found by Jesus. Please work amongst us here at St. John's and in our community. Amen.